The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Halloween morning, October the 31st, right? And I've got a ghost right next to me, or a goblin. Larry Brown, singer, songwriter, storyteller. Today it's storyteller, right?
Yes.
Good to have you here, Larry Brown.
Be here.
Yeah. Okay. And you've got a spooky, scary Halloween story?
What's spooky? What's a spooky mysterious story?
Okay. Do you want to tell where you're going to be tonight before you get in?
Okay, tonight at Olivet Christian Church, just next door to the Harg Cemetery.
And you'll be telling stories?
Children's program at 7 to 7:30, and then 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, an adult spooky tale program outdoors.
Okay.
Next to the cemetery, yes.
Okay, so why don't we just go into your story right now? I don't even know the name of this Halloween story, but it's spooky and scary. Here's Larry Brown.
Thank you. Michael commuted into Jefferson City, came up Route B. He'd been down that road hundreds of times. But one particular afternoon as he was coming home, he noticed that old antique and used furniture store along the side of the road, and something drew him into it. He found himself parking the car, going in and wondering about the shelves, and there he saw it. Sitting kind of on a back shelf, covered with dust, was an old cast iron kettle, about this big. And he found himself picking it up and carrying it up and wanting to purchase it. And he took it to the owner of the store, and the owner of the store was really pleased to sell it to him for only $50. And he was thinking, Michael was thinking, well, this is a really bargain. And the man said, people have bought that before, you know, and brought it back a number of times. And Michael says, I really like it, and bought it and took it home. Well, of course, when he got home, his wife, Catherine, kind of rolled her eyes when he walked in the door. And she says, what are you going to do with that? And he says, well, I was thinking maybe we could take it camping. It would be good on the campfire, like a Dutch oven. Or maybe we could put it out in the front yard as a yard ornament. Or maybe by the fireplace. That would be nice. Well, she just rolled her eyes and walked away. And he took the kettle and set it by the back door for the time being. It was a few days later. Catherine got up in the morning and said, Michael, where's my jewelry? Where's my jewelry? What are you doing with my jewelry? And Michael was like, I don't have any jewelry. My whole jewelry drawer is empty. And she was stumbling downstairs and around, and that black kettle out by the back door was kind of little steam or smoke or something was coming out the top. And she went over and looked, and there was all her jewelry down in the kettle. She said, Michael, what kind of a joke is this? And she carried it all back. Well, a few days later, she was getting ready for supper, and the silverware was missing. She went and looked in the kettle, and sure enough, there was smoke or steam coming out of it, and there was all their silverware down in the kettle. Well, she was upset with Michael. Michael, this is not funny anymore. And Michael says, I have nothing to do with it. She said, well, get that out of the house. I don't want to see it anymore at all, period, out. Destroy it, she said. And Michael says, okay. And he went out to the backyard, and the first thought that came to his mind was to break it up into pieces and sell it to a junkyard as scrap metal. So he went out and got the sledgehammer, and he was about to whap it, and the head of the sledgehammer flew off, and the handle was in his hand, of course, without any weight on the end, and he whapped himself in the leg. He says, that's it. He picked up the kettle, took it out, set it out on the front curb for the trash man the next day. Well, when they all got back to the house at the end of the next day, there was that kettle, not picked up by the trash man, but sitting on the front porch. Michael went out. Catherine went out and says, Michael, I told you to get rid of it. I will. But as Michael looked down into the kettle, what he saw in it was money. Money. $100 bills, $50 bills. He reached his hands down in, and as he was pulling his hand out, he couldn't get his hand out. He said, Catherine, I can't get my hand out. She said, what's in there? He says, money. It's all kinds of money. She says, well, let go. And as soon as he let go, his hand was free, and they looked in the kettle, and it was gone, just a little wisp of smoke coming out. She said, that's it. You get rid of it. I don't care what you do. Get rid of that kettle. Michael immediately took the kettle, put it in the trunk of the car, and drove out in the country with the full intention of just throwing it out somewhere in the pasture, in the ditch. And when he stopped the car, get out, he couldn't unlock the trunk. Whatever he did, he couldn't release the trunk. So he drove back home as soon as he got in the driveway. Then the trunk released. So he took the kettle, put it in the front seat, and he says, well, tomorrow when I'm either coming or going from work, I'm going to take it back to the store where I bought it. Now, he was remembering as he was driving back that when he had purchased that kettle, he'd asked the old man where it had come from. The old man said, well, it had come from the McPherson place just up the road. There were three old sisters that lived together for years and years, and when the last one passed away, that house sat empty for a while until the family had sold it. And I purchased that, he said, at that auction, that old sale. And so Michael's remembering, he said, well, if I'll just take it right back to the same spot. Well, as he went by the antique store was closed, and he saw right there where the old McPherson house had been was now the Dollar General. And he said, well, it's the same spot. It doesn't matter. He waited until after dark, took that kettle back, and set it right there in front of the Dollar General on the side of where the old McPherson place had been. And the next morning, the police were there to arrest him. Michael had been arrested for arson because that very night the Dollar General store had had a fire. And they had captured on security camera Michael driving up, putting the kettle out in front of the Dollar General, driving off, and the kettle burst into flames and set the place on fire. Now, Michael wanted to tell the whole story, that the kettle made him do it, that iron pot made him do it. And his attorney says, don't be telling that kind of story. They'll put you away where you don't want to be. And so he went ahead and pleaded that guilty of committing arson and some kind of grudge against the store. Well, he served his time. No one was hurt. There was damage to the store. It was a few years later, a deputy sheriff was going down in the old evidence room and found sitting on the shelf this black kettle. And he couldn't help himself. He knew it was illegal. He took it back home, and when he got home, his wife says, what's that? And he said, well, I thought maybe it would be nice to take camping. I could use it as like a Dutch oven, or maybe set it out front as a yard ornament, or maybe set it by the fireplace. And his wife just rolled her eyes and walked away. Double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
That's a good Halloween story. That's a good Halloween story. Larry Brown, thank you so much. And if you want to hear more, see more, Larry Brown tonight.
Tonight, out at Olivet Christian Church, east of town on Highway WW, about okay. 5 miles.
All right. What time?
7 for a children's program. 8 o'clock for an adult program.
That's when the really scary stuff starts.
Well, we'll try.
All right. So how can they? Larry, we're out of time. Phone number to get in touch with you or website?
573-642-9326 or brownstory@hotmail.com.
Okay. Tomorrow, Warren Dalton and his buddy will be on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifeng Ouyang. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you're going to be out tonight, be careful on Halloween trick-or-treating. See you tomorrow. Bye.